Media station.
All right. I always wonder about things that become controversies that aren't controversial at all. We'll probably talk about that a little bit. And we're going to get our horse on. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show. Live from Sam Houston Race Park, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel back in studio keeping us on air, the Voldemort, and Tyler Scott out here with us at Sam Houston Race Park. So we got the A-team today. Could not ask for a better group.
Doing our best.
If you want to get in, well, don't bother calling because we don't take calls when we're on the road, but that's all right. We'll still get your texts. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go, send your messages, and Aaron will check them out for you. And, of course, Twitter, probably the best way to do it, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at degenerates 975. Tyler, what'd you change yours to now? It's not producer T. Scott anymore.
At Tyler Drew Scott.
Tyler Drew Scott.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have it. That's all the ways you can get in touch with the show. And we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night of quarter horse racing. 50-cent beer starts at 6 o'clock. So
if you want to imagine that, getting 50-cent beer on opening night. I mean,
yeah.
Spoiled are we?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just in a great mood. Ready for the weekend. Stoked that that my Leafs were able to beat the Bruins last night. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah, only three more to go. I still don't think they win the series. But hey, I have something to celebrate.
Yeah.
So, what is all this crap that people are tweeting out about how you're not a real fan of the Rockets if you watch Game of Thrones? What the bleep?
I responded to it on Twitter last night because it's so ridiculous. But I know your boy Lopez was in on it, and I think your other boy Rich Lord has been in on it.
Yeah, he's not my boy. I did see Adam Clanton tweeted something about it too.
Well,
shocker.
Yeah, Adam Clanton's going to pick any. There's nothing that Adam Clanton would pick over the Rockets. I mean, let's face it.
He's got a clutch tattoo on his butt. Let's be honest.
I was going to say he's got to take care of the hand that feeds him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Lopez, who's one thing I will say about him, I he doesn't seem to me like a guy who's sports first. It's got to be sports. It's got to be sports. But he says, I am not a Game of Thrones fan, but if you consider yourself a true Rockets fan and you are at all conflicted about picking one versus the other on Sunday night, then you are not a true Rockets fan. Under no circumstance would I pick my favorite TV show over my team, which is probably the lamest take in the history of lame takes by John Lopez.
I love the guy personally. I do. Couldn't agree more. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And, maybe they got a new program director. Maybe he's trying to get him to tweet stuff to get, to do the Skip Bayless thing. I mean, I know you need the Hubble telescope to find their ratings right now, so maybe that's what they're trying to do. But come on, man. Watch what you want. Nobody's going to judge you for missing 10 minutes of the Rockets game, and nobody's going to judge you for recording Game of Thrones.
No one would judge you for missing an entire Rockets playoff game. I mean, I hate to break. This is the crazy thing. And this is why I kind of hate sports, because people think in order for you to be a sports fan that it's got to be your life, and it's imagine a world where you've got interests outside of sports. I mean, and I know this was going to sound crazy. Imagine some of those interests are higher on your priority list than sports. I mean, what would you do? Imagine if you wanted to go to a movie on a night that a sports match was on. Oh!
Or maybe go on a date with your wife or significant other and have a nice dinner.
Oh, you can't do that. The sports match is on. I mean, stop being a weird sports guy. Be well-rounded. Be a normal human who cares about other things, whether it's TV. And if you don't, if you're not a Game of Thrones fan, that's fine. But acting like you've got to be glued to the TV set for game one of Rockets Jazz or you're not a fan, up yours. That's the lamest. That is the lamest.
Oh, I'm a better fan than you because I'm going to watch every commercial. And, oh, by the way, game's not going to start on time. They never do.
No.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones, of course. I'm going to be recording the Rockets game, and as soon as Thrones is over, I'm going to switch over and fast-forward through the commercials. And I bet you, I'll bet you a dollar right now, I'm caught up before the end of the first quarter.
Guess what? Let me tell you a story about two, 3 weekends ago.
Yeah.
It was Elite Eight weekend. I mean, there were games being played that decided who would be in the Final Four, Fred. My son had a baseball tournament.
Oh, no.
So
You didn't actually go parent.
I was forced to choose, to make a life choice. Do I want to do the right thing and be out there for my kid and coach his team? Or did I just have to say, you know what, guys? I can't be there today because there's basketball games. There's sports matches I've got to watch. Sports matches. No, I mean, I did the foolish thing, obviously. I went and I enjoyed my son's game because, you know, I've got, what, 7 more years with him in the house?
Yeah.
And
enjoy him while you can.
You know, the Rockets will, they'll be gone before you know it, right? You wouldn't want to miss any of your Rockets time. You only get 82 nights a year with them. Oh, and then the playoffs. So if you're lucky, you might get 100 nights with them over the course of a year. It's, how dare you miss one for anything? You're not a real fan. I hate people like that. I really do. And I mean, I've met John Lopez like twice, and he seems like a nice guy. I've never made any bones about it. I think he sucks on the air. I just think he's a horrible radio guy. But he seems like a nice dude. That is like a horrible radio take. I guess he tweeted it. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's lame. And I didn't know that John was that, you know. So, whatever. Rich Lord, that's not a surprise.
Yeah,
he sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's pretty lame.
Listen, watch whatever you want. Now, I'm not into judging people for what they want to watch. Well, I'll take that back. If you're a straight male and you're watching Grey's Anatomy by yourself or This Is Us, I might judge you a little bit.
But you know what, though? If that's
your choice,
yeah. That's what makes you happy, go for it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, who are they to tell people what to watch? I don't get it. I don't. It's just watch what you want, man. Enjoy it.
I mean, it's just I just think we can all agree it's weird to have more than one interest. So, if you like something other than sports,
well, I mean, there are sporting events that, like, let's say Astros World Series game versus Game of Thrones.
Different conversation.
Yeah, Maple Leaf Stanley Cup game.
How about Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals?
Yep, different conversation.
It is, but I mean,
still.
But if you choose one over the other, it doesn't make you a bad fan. It doesn't. You can, I mean, and think about this, Fred. What this is? I know this is going to throw people for a loop. What you could do is, you could watch Game of Thrones, and then use your remote control thingamabob and change over to the Rockets game and then watch the end of the Rockets game, which, you know, I don't know if you believe this or not, but maybe only sports guy doesn't believe this, but this is, I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people don't know.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm getting my notebook out.
If you don't watch a game, it's going to have the exact same outcome that it would if you did watch the game. I know that it's crazy. I know it's crazy, but if you're not...
That's not true.
Listen,
you're not a real fan.
If you're not in front of the TV wearing your favorite shirt, the game doesn't change. The same game will be played whether you're watching it on TV or not. I know this is mind-boggling for some of you out there. I know it's crazy, and I know you think I'm talking nonsense, but that's a fact. You don't impact what happens on the court by sitting in front of your TV wearing your favorite Rockets shirt.
Well, you just ruined it for me.
Good. I want to ruin it for everybody who's a weirdo out there.
Yeah.
And thinks that you can only care about sports matches.
You know what? What if
sports match.
What if you'd rather watch Sunday Night Baseball? Isn't that okay?
What? You like two sports at the same time? Guess you're a real Sunday Night Baseball fan and not a real Rockets fan then, buddy.
Oh, God, help me. Let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
So Saturday, April 27th from 2 to 5, if there's not a sports match on that you need to watch, you could get out and drink some beer at the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Kima Boardwalk and 24 Breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from breweries like 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Ace, Bell's, Blue Moon, Buffalo Bayou, Cigar City, Copperhead, Galveston Island, Carbach, St. Arnold, Spindle Tap, Sierra Nevada, Stone, and more. It's going to be a great time. Buy advance tickets now, $44.95 per person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member, or if you have a military ID, it's going to be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. There's going to be live music all day, and your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from the beer vendors, food samples. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com, or if you're out at Kima, go on the boardwalk. They've got all those ticket booths. Just go up to one of those, say you want to go to the Craft Beer Fest. They got your tickets there as well. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase. And, of course, all guests must be 21 years of age. KimaBeerFest.com, that's the place to go. Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5. KimaBeerFest.com for details.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. I'm going to try to get our guy Chris Griffin on here at some point, talk a little bit about the Quarter Horse Meet, which starts tonight. Sam Houston Derby Trials tonight. Tomorrow, Sam Houston Futurity Trials. And got to be honest, tomorrow's going to be rough for me.
Why?
In terms of handicapping. I'll be the first one to tell you I'm much better on thoroughbreds. I fully believe I'm one of the best thoroughbred handicappers in the country. Quarter horses, I'm okay. I'm not in the same not in the same league. So, but I do like my picks tonight. I like my picks Monday. Tomorrow, you're probably better off on your own.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
So a lot of these people are realizing that they are bad sports fans all of a sudden. So this guy, what a lame-o. I've got 5 kids. I've missed so much sports stuff for my kids. I guess I should be put in lame-ass 610 jail. Yeah.
Shame on you.
Welcome to that.
How dare you be a good father?
Yeah. Stupid dummy. I mean, you've got 5 of them. Yeah. What? So just ignore the first 3, and then when it's late in the game, start paying attention to those last 2. There's sports matches to watch.
And Kyle says, hey, I forgot a nugget of info. Most people might not know, but the game is decided in the 4th quarter, not the 1st.
What?
Alex said, I'm a huge Rockets fan. Give up my tickets for Game of Thrones because I definitely don't want anyone to ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Look,
Texas Tiger. Watching first round game 1 brings me no joy. If they win, they were supposed to. If they lose, it's 100% a waste of time. Game of Thrones brings me enjoyment. And if someone spoils the Rockets game, who cares? If someone spoils Game of Thrones, I'll murder you. Well, clearly you care a little bit too much about something besides your team. So, sorry, you're a loser.
This is only 11 minutes to take a shot at Rich Lord. That's good for second fastest of all time.
It was less than that.
Yeah, I thought it was before 4:11.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, I hope I never get fired from here because 6:10 will never hire me.
Oh yeah, I think
I've pretty much burned my bridges. To
and
6:10.
What's the number one advice that I give to people in this business? Never burn your
don't
bridges.
Burn bridges.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? Never mind.
No, it's okay.
There's some good. There's good and bad people there. But I'm not going to pretend that. I'm not going to pretend like Rich Lord is worth a bleep. I don't know him like you know him.
I don't know him that well. He's on. I
just know he sucks on the radio.
I've only had a couple interactions with him, and he was a complete jerk to me both times, which he's one of the few people in the city that's done that, so I have no
respect.
I'm
a jerk to you all the time.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Oh.
You know, we play poker together sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Have a few beers. I mean, you get beer brought into the studio.
Oh.
Barbecue sometimes.
That's true. I make up for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it balances out. It's just but, no, I always tell people that are trying to get started that, you know, never burn bridges. You never know where you're going to wind up. But the reality is, and I think I've been pretty clear about this, if I stay in the city, I'm not going anywhere. I got no interest in going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to work for somebody else. We're in a great situation with a great company that lets us do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, let me go work for one of these stations that I've spent the last 9 years trying to bury.
Oh, man. Robert, I just realized my wedding next month is during an Astros Red Sox game. There go all my deposits, I guess.
What? Well, I guess it's time to decide what you are. Are you an Astros fan? Or are you a guy who wants to get married? You can only be one, though. You can't have it both ways, buddy.
409, I basically missed all of our Aggie football season last year because I had a newborn. Damn kids making me a non-true fan. Yep, that's it. You're not a fan. Because silly you trying to keep a baby alive.
Lame-o. They've got fire stations you can drop them at.
It's like Trump said, there's good people on both sides. So 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show and, I think they're going to win this series. I'm not even worried about this series. Let me make that perfectly clear. I think they're going to, I think the Jazz just don't match up very well with the Rockets. And, you know, the Rockets are going to probably drop back and let Ricky Rubio shoot however many times he wants. And I think the series, I'll be surprised if it goes six games. I think the Rockets win it in five or six, at most.
I think it's just it's what you would consider a bad matchup for the Jazz.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I don't know that this Jazz team is – well, I was going to say, I don't know if this Jazz team is any worse – or better than the team that they played last year, and the Rockets aren't as good as they were last year. So if it went six games, I guess I wouldn't be shocked, but it just feels like this Jazz team is not designed to beat a team like the Rockets out of seven.
And I just feel like the Rockets are going to take care of business here, and then the next round's a different animal, and we'll talk about that then.
Which, by the way, and while I'm crapping on 6:10 a little bit, there's people there, like, you know, Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast that are normal humans and are well-rounded and actually can prioritize something other than a sports match. But, you know, there are those who can't, apparently.
Yeah, and, I mean, listen, I like those guys. I like John. I just think that was a silly take.
Hey, you want a Masters update?
Yeah, I think we should do one.
Brought to you by our friends at Norton Ditto. The Masters currently under a delay. Did you see this?
A lightning delay, which apparently came at a very bad time because apparently Tiger was playing really well when it happened.
Was he struck?
I don't think so.
It appears there is a three-way tie atop the leaderboard.
Okay.
Your favorite, Francesco Molinari.
Big fan. I am.
A guy who actually won me a couple of our pools, Jason Day. And Brooks Koepka,
who I think also helped you win a pool once.
He may have. Or they're all at 7 under. Tanya's brother, Justin Harding, is at 6 under, tied with Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, and Dustin Johnson. John Rahm and Ian Poulter both sit at 5 under par.
What happened to the Barn Rat?
The Barn Rat is now 3 under.
Oh, okay.
He was even for the day.
Tiger 4 under through 11.
Two under today through 11.
Yeah,
four for the total
for the tournament.
For
so
the tournament.
He's actually
tied for 10th. That's not a bad spot to be.
Nope.
That's what they call within striking distance.
And still some strokes to be found out there for him today, assuming the lightning goes away. Anything else you want to tell people?
That's it. Oh, this Masters update brought to you by Norton Ditto. Go dress fancier. Go to Norton Ditto.
All right. In fact, I heard their commercial. Some guy actually went to Norton Ditto to get his Masters stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, this is more like it. Dodgers Astros Game 7 or the very last episode of GOT.
That's a tough call. So for me personally, I think I would watch Astros Game 7 and record Game of Thrones. I mean,
that's what I would do, yeah.
But
I wouldn't go to sleep until I'd watched them both.
Yeah, I'd watch them both. But what you also have to do is, and this is what kind of sucks about it, I personally now like to, like a big game like that, I like to live tweet it. But you can't do that. You can't live tweet the Rockets game on Sunday and expect to not find out what happens in Game of Thrones. That's Game of Thrones is one of those shows, if you're on Twitter or on Facebook, and I know some of you can't avoid being there, it's going to get spoiled. And some of you are going to get mad, and some of you are even going to get mad on Monday when we talk about it on the show. Yeah, but
we're also going to warn you, though. You're going to get plenty of spoiler warnings.
It's unavoidable at this point. And trust me, there's going to be a lot more people watching Game of Thrones than watching Game 1 of Rockets Jazz. So, just be warned. If you're trying to avoid spoilers, but you want to tweet about how good the Rockets look because the Rockets are your priority, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
I will not be on Twitter, so you can tweet away all you want. I'm just going to be focused on the show with a nice beer. In fact, I picked up a 4-pack of the Carbach Hellfighters, and that is for Game of Thrones
nice.
Night.
Okay.
So, that's what going to be what I'm drinking.
How long is episode one?
I don't know, but I think it's more than an hour.
Okay.
It's like 69 minutes, I think.
Okay, so that's about every 16 minutes or so, you throw one back, 17 minutes?
I'll probably have one pregame because that will slow it down a little bit because those are good beers. I want to savor them.
Okay.
So that's my plan. And, hey, guys, if you want to make some money this weekend, man Najib just told me, you know how much guaranteed money they have tomorrow at Lions Poker Palace?
$1 million.
How about $35,000?
Okay, that's close. You're on your way to a million.
Yeah,
with
no
that.
Kidding. 2 o'clock tournament, $170 buy-in. With rebuys and add-on, $30,000 guaranteed for that. And then at 7 o'clock, they've got a $90 pot limit Omaha with $5,000 guaranteed. And how about this? A $1,500 bounty on Mr. Lion after the first break. They're just doing a great job with these tournaments and the bounty on Mr. Lion. And I'm telling you, George, Najib, those guys, I love them, man. They're just running the kind of poker room that you want to go and play.
Oh, no doubt. And if you've been inside it, you know what a nice place it is. And we could tell you about it all day. And I tell people, follow them on Facebook because that's where you're going to find out when the tournaments are, what kind of tournament they are, what the buy-in is. They make it really easy for you. But until you go in and see it for yourself, you're not going to be able to appreciate how awesome this place is. 6134 Richmond Avenue right here in Houston. It's Lions Poker Palace. Stop by and see them today.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park, I just wanted to clarify something I was talking about with not being as good at quarter horses. The one difference is I don't have the same connections that I do to the thoroughbred community. Like, I have people that I can text and say, hey, is this horse live today or next week when I'm picking, and get an honest answer. I don't know a lot of people in the quarter horse business. I'm just
going. That sounds like cheating, like insider info.
No, not really. No, because, I mean, like, if you have a first-time starter and the works look good and it looks like a horse I'm going to pick, I'll ask them, am I going to look stupid picking this horse? And they'll say no. Or they'll say yes because they don't want me to. Yes, because they don't want me to pick it because they want the odds to be good. But, no, I mean, I just know a lot of people, and I talk to them about horses that are working on the backstretch and things like that, and you know, horses that have been hurt that are back and healthy now, and I just don't have those same kind of connections with quarter horses. And doesn't mean I can't pick them. Just means I feel a lot better about.
You want to go walk the stables and get to know some people?
I used to know everybody when I worked out here, but that was none of those people are around anymore.
Yeah.
They're all somewhere else. So hopefully we'll get Chris on at some point, and he can shed some more insight into it. So yeah, 713-780 ESPN if you want to text the show. Dylan said, I got married during Cowboys playoff game. Horrible fan.
Terrible.
My first marriage, no, second marriage, was during a Oilers-Broncos playoff game. And so this is probably a good indicator of why the marriage didn't work. I was sitting in the bar before, like 5 minutes before the wedding, hammering beers and watching the Oilers-Broncos. And that was the one of the Elway drives.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so yeah, I was a little toasted for the ceremony.
No big deal.
But you know, it was fun. Sort of.
Priorities.
But, yeah, yeah. But I waited till the last minute to go in there because I wanted to see the end of the game.
Yeah.
But oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Gabriel says, for you guys to be the number one show in the city, you talk about the competition a lot. Does that bother you?
I don't care.
I mean, I talked about them when we weren't number one.
Yeah. I mean, do you want us to pretend like they don't exist?
Well, that's the thing. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, too? Isn't that what a good radio host would do?
That's what they say to do, but I've never bought into that.
Yeah,
I mean, pretending like they're not, like they don't exist, it's dumb. Everybody knows.
832 asks, I want to play poker at Lions, but I've never played a real tournament. Is that a good place to learn? It is. Wait a couple of days here. I think we're going to do that beginner tournament that I've been talking about doing. And I'm going to hopefully meet with Najib next week and talk about it and get it set up. Because what I'd like to do is have like a two-table tournament for like a $50 buy-in and make it an instructional tournament. So like I'll probably not even play, just deal, but then talk about the hands afterwards and things that, you know, okay, you could have done this here, or, you know, you played that perfectly. So it's not, you're not risking a lot of money, but you can win a little bit and you get a chance to kind of look at different ways to play hands and hopefully maybe get, you know, you and Matt Dean there too, guys like that. And so that everybody can kind of, because like that's what I do with the games at my house. I always have two or three guys who are really good and then a bunch of friends who are trying to learn. And that's what we do. And even the guys who are really good players, we'll sit there and talk through hands we went through. And like, hey, would you have folded if I'd done this and stuff like that? And it just helps us work on our games. And the people who are trying to learn kind of pick up some things that way. So I'm hoping we can do that. And I'm hoping we're going to have a Blitz tournament there. There's a lot of cool things I want to do with them. So hopefully that'll happen soon. 713-780-ESPN to Texas show. 203 said, planned our honeymoon around the possibility of seeing the Penguins in Pittsburgh for the playoffs. Now, that's a little different. I like that. Said ended up at Eastern Conference Game 7 win 2 years ago, coming up on our two-year anniversary. Coincidence or good priorities? Both.
I don't know.
49 asks, I saw on SportsCenter.
It can only be one priority. We all know.
Yeah, that's right. You can only have one. So I don't know. In that case, maybe you're balancing it a little bit. 409 said, saw on SportsCenter that Lomachenko was minus 8,000 to win tonight. Is that a legit number?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I was born during an Astros baseball game. My life is a waste. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
A lot of yelling going on.
Yeah, something's going on. I've invested quite a bit here in this first-time starter in the next race at Oaklawn, the one horse. So I'm invested in him, and then I'm invested in the six to run second or third. So if that happens, I'm a happy camper.
Lamont said, it's 2019, mad social media. Pretending like your competition doesn't exist is stupid. And that's likely a 6'10 fan for real. Here's what I will say. You know where I doubt they talk about us? 6'10 and 790. They like to pretend we don't exist. But we don't care because we're not afraid of those guys.
No. We've always had to – listen, we've always been the underdogs. That's just how it is. And when you are, you say whatever the hell you want, really.
Yeah, remember how this thing got built? There was no billboards. We weren't on taxi cabs. We didn't have the Rockets or the Astros or the Texans to carry us. You know, this thing's homemade.
Yeah, and we're proud of that, and you know, not ashamed to let them know that hey, we think we're better than you. Oh man, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Yeah, I don't. I think it's pointless to pretend like people don't exist. That's all. When it comes to things like that. And you know, there's always a lot.
And that's an old school way of thinking anyway. I mean, in the old days, that's what everybody, all radio and television was the same way. But it's a different age now, you know. Like Jimmy Fallon will have Stephen Colbert on his show.
Yeah.
If you're scared, buy a dog.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Oh, well, that didn't go well.
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the first one I missed today.
Okay.
So it's gone.
It's not going to break you down like that interview yesterday.
That didn't break me down.
It definitely put a limp in you.
It
stomped your big toe.
It definitely slowed the momentum of the show. How's that?
Okay.
It wasn't anybody's fault. It's just sometimes that happens.
Oh, it was my fault.
So, I guess we'll wait for the next segment to do this, but I'm kind of curious, looking at all the NBA playoff matchups, where you think there might be the potential for any upsets.
Okay.
I think we can do that when we come back because I just looked up and we're a minute away from break. So, and actually, no, we're
at break.
We're at break, but not until I tell you about draft. And, man, I love this site. It's really gotten me back into baseball a lot because I'm playing – pretty much every day on draft. And the cool thing about it is with draft, it's a snake draft every day. So it's not like daily fantasy where you're picking a team and somebody else picks a team and then you look up and, hey, wait a minute, they got the same players I do. That doesn't happen with draft. It's basically a new team every day. And I've been investing heavily in Astros lately. Didn't last night because they didn't play. But it's been working out really well for me. And the cool thing is, you're going to win real money. They have drafts that start as low as a dollar. So it doesn't matter what your bankroll is, you can get in. And all you got to do, join me on draft today. Just search draft in your app store. Play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, how about this? All blitzers are going to get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code Fred. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code Fred when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com, enter promo code Fred.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, today, tomorrow, go to Zadok Jewelers. You can buy one wedding band, get another at 50% off. You can buy two bands and automatically be entered to win the Honeymoon Helper, a $1,500 Southwest gift card. Win a free engagement photo shoot plus a $300 Zadok gift card. Starting last week, they're doing an Instagram giveaway. To be entered to win, anyone can post a picture of their engagement ring and tag Zadok Jewelers and Swish and Click. And they drew the name on that yesterday, so never mind. But you can still get the buy one wedding band and get another 50% off.
All right.
So, all right, let's look at the I wanted to look at all the playoff matchups. You tell me where you think there might be a potential for a first-round upset. Milwaukee, Detroit.
Zero chance.
0%.
You know what? I would put less likely than Golden State Clippers.
Okay. Give that 1%?
1%.
Okay. Toronto, Orlando.
Just below. I mean,
about the same, right?
Yeah, they're way off.
All right. Denver, San Antonio.
Oh, you know, Denver's. I feel like Denver's a weak two.
Yeah.
And San Antonio at 7. I mean, San Antonio's always scary come playoff time. I'd say it's got to be. I won't say it's the most likely, but it's in the top three. Okay. Most likely.
I'd still say it's like 40%, but I wouldn't be shocked by that one.
Right.
Philadelphia, Brooklyn.
What
if there's no Embiid for the series?
That would make a difference, but if there is, I think that's a pretty low likelihood too.
Portland, Oklahoma City.
I think there's a really good chance for an upset there.
Yeah, I actually like Oklahoma City. I'm kind of curious what the number on that series is. I might be slightly interested in playing that. Boston, Indiana.
I kind of like the Pacers in that series. I've said all year long the Pacers are a little bit undervalued. They've hung around, and they didn't finish great down the stretch, and everybody's looking for a reason not to buy into them, which I understand, because when you look at their roster, you go, how do they keep winning games? But they won a lot of games this year with that roster. So, yeah. And with Marcus Smart being out for the Celtics, I think that the Celtics are soft. I could see the Pacers jumping up and getting them.
And Houston, Utah, we've already talked
very
about.
Very low.
Yeah, I don't see it. And then we'll worry about the second round when the second round happens. But, that OKC series interests me. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show. And about to come up on the Fantasy Stakes at Oakland in 24 minutes.
24 minutes?
Yes, I am on a long shot there. The one horse at 24-1, so...
All right.
Do with it what you will.
Speaking of odds, you want to go through some Game of Thrones odds?
Sure.
Who will rule Westeros at the end of Season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Night King.
If you want the Night King, you get plus 1,000 on that. Sound fair?
Yeah.
He is the... he's tied for sixth favorite.
Okay.
One of the guys he's tied with is dead. Peter Baelish seems...
Yeah, what the hell is he even doing there? Does somebody have some inside info that somehow he's back?
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
I'm
going to pass on Peter Baelish.
Not the most unlikely. So here's the longest of long shots. The Mountain, plus 15,000.
No, thank you.
Tormund, plus 15,000.
No, thank you.
Yara Greyjoy plus 15,000.
No, thank you.
Theon Greyjoy plus 15,000.
No.
Gilly plus 15,000.
What a waste.
I mean,
that's a waste of money.
If that takes any action.
And you're not, Theon's not winning because you've got to have parts at work, male or female.
Okay, here's your plus 12,500 crew. The Hound.
Okay.
Beric Dondarrion.
Okay.
Dario.
Really?
Yeah.
None of these.
None?
Are,
okay, yeah. These are two long shots. Here's your six that are at plus 10,000. Melisandre?
Old Melisandre or young Melisandre?
Just Melisandre. I guess it could be either.
Okay, so that's like getting an entry in a horse race. You get two for one?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I still would.
Jorah?
Not a chance.
What's this? Jaqun. Who is that?
That's
is that, oh, that's the guy the that runs the mini faces thing.
Yeah, he's probably the mini face god.
Plus 10,000, that's pretty good for him, right?
It's interesting because
he's got some special powers.
Because if you think about it, it could be anybody on the throne. At the last minute, he pulls the face off, and it's him.
Plus 10,000.
That would be a cool ending, by the way.
Yeah. So you're telling me plus 10,000 would mean if I put down a dollar, I win $100.
Yeah.
I think that's worth $10 to win $1,000. Okay, that one may be a go for me. Brienne of Tarth plus 10,000.
Please.
Euron Greyjoy and Bronn plus 10,000.
No thank you. Can we just admit that the Greyjoys are maybe the most useless,
such a waste.
Most useless addition to this entire thing?
Plus 7,000. Varys?
No, he doesn't want to do it.
Davos.
Plus in Varys' case, again, you have to have working genitals.
Yeah.
Davos? No.
Plus 4,000. Jaime Lannister?
Don't think so.
I don't think so either, but there's some guys that have shorter odds than Jaime Lannister that...
You would prefer Jaime over?
Border on ridiculous.
Okay, let's hear him.
Well, Cersei Lannister plus 2,500.
I think we all agree she's going to die.
I think so too. Samwell Tarly plus 2,000.
Oh, come on.
So they're saying he's twice as likely as Jaime to have the Iron Throne?
No.
It can't be right.
No. Who's going to follow that guy?
Plus 1,600. Arya.
That one I like.
It's not bad value.
Again, that's another one where it could be you never know who's sitting there,
exactly.
And all of a sudden the face comes off and it's like a girl is the queen. I like that.
Jon and Daenerys' child plus 1,400.
I don't mind that either. I don't mind that either. Even though technically we haven't seen that on the show yet.
Yeah.
But I think we all believe that there's a boat baby.
Plus 1,000. The Night King.
Yeah, I love him.
Peter Baelish.
No.
Tyrion Lannister.
I don't feel it for Tyrion. I think Tyrion's more likely to die.
Tyrion was my choice about 3 seasons ago. And once he became basically Daenerys' hand, that was out the window. I mean, I don't think he's got the clout that he once had. Gendry plus 700.
Get out of here with that.
What do you think of this? Gendry has the same exact odds as Daenerys Targaryen.
That's just silly.
The mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Versus Gendry, who just showed up. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, who's...
You talk about pissing people off. You like bring a character in late in the game and he wins the whole thing.
That bastard son of a usurper. I'm against all that.
All right, you've got 3 favorites. Sansa Stark plus 500.
See, that's a waste. No,
I think Arya's got a way better chance than Sansa.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, Arya might be my... She might be my top choice. The way they've built her character.
Yeah.
Because they could have easily thrown her away. She's up there to me. Jon Snow plus 350.
That makes sense.
You know what? I said this a while back, and I was poo-pooed. I wouldn't want it at these odds. I should have got the odds on him a couple years ago. The favorite, plus 220, Bran Stark.
Yeah, no thanks.
He's got a lot of powers.
I'm fading the favorite here.
Okay.
The only way you get him is this silly thing that everybody's speculating that he's the Night King, that they're somehow connected, and then the Night King gets it, and then technically you would get Bran too. He shouldn't be the favorite. And for one thing, he's got to have somebody put him on the throne.
Yeah. Hodor. Well, I mean, Hodor, if Peter Baelish can still win the throne, Hodor can come back and pick up Bran, right?
Ooh, maybe Peter Baelish becomes the new Night King because he's dead, but they raise him as a wight, and then all of them die except for him. Maybe that's the theory.
Possible. It's possible. Man, I've got more odds on this stuff, too. Like, the odds on who's going to die.
See, that I like better.
In the season 8 premiere.
Ooh.
Theon Greyjoy plus 750 to die.
I think he's fine. I think he
makes it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. These are good numbers. Sansa plus 350.
Nah, she's not going to die.
Not in the first episode?
No, I don't think she dies until late.
Yara Greyjoy plus 250.
Nope.
Euron Greyjoy plus 210.
I could see that. That's not a ton of value, but I could see that one happening.
Dolores Ed, who is that?
He's the guy who took the long-haired guy who took over the Night's Watch. Whenever John went back to Winterfell.
Oh, what's his number?
He is plus 180.
Yeah, unload. Unload.
Euron seems like he might die in the second episode, not the first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I feel like they've got to swing a big hammer with this first one.
You know what? I kind of have a feeling the first one is just going to be all reunions and then set up.
Supposedly somebody does die.
Really?
I heard at the premiere that somebody notable dies.
I don't think that Dolores Ed is notable.
Yeah,
enough.
That doesn't count as.
Somebody bigger than him is going to die. I've been thinking Sansa or Cersei. Maybe
Cersei's not.
Not in the first one. Maybe Jaime in the first one. Sansa or Jaime. That's my top two choices.
For episode one. And guys, you're wrong. Somebody says Ginger isn't a bastard. He's Cersei and Robert's kid. She just didn't want that. No, he was Robert's kid with some woman. Wasn't Cersei's kid. Ginger's
some
not
hoe?
Cersei's kid. No.
Yeah, Ginger's too old to be Cersei's kid.
No, he's not. So he's a bastard. So he ain't winning. We're not having
but Jon Snow, you don't think he can win?
He's not a bastard. He's actually a Targaryen.
That was a legitimate birth.
Yeah. All right, well.
And you know what? That makes him royal blood, and he probably sleeps like a royal on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Which you don't have to be Jon Snow.
I feel like he sleeps on a pile of hay.
Well, that's his own fault because he's going to be king, and if he's going to be king, he should be sleeping on a mattress.
He should get the, you sleep on a London, I sleep on a Barcelona. He should sleep on the Westeros.
Yeah. I don't think they have the Westeros, but you know what? They have the Athens. And, Westeros is kind of based on Europe, so go get the London. But, they have great mattresses at Texas Mattress Makers, and you don't have to be a king to sleep like one. And the cool thing is it's going to conform to your body. You're going to get the latest in high-tech support. And it's all straight from the factory. That's the best part. You can you could go somewhere else, but you'd be paying at least 50% more because they're marking the prices up, and they might have even bought it from Texas Mattress Makers. So why not go to the people who made them, who know what you need to sleep better? You're going to get more comfort, more support guaranteed. Visit them today at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Go see Lax, Yuval, and the gang. They will put you on the best mattress for you. You're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to sleep better, and you're going to do business with great people. Why would you go anywhere else? Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
At Dickie's Barbecue Pit, our passion is handcrafted slow-smoked barbecue. And right now, our Texas traditions have come to life in a whole new way, introducing the